Do you get less emails?
No. They're just from different people. Okay. And different kinds of emails.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Dr. Zahari.
And I'm Dr. Woosleep, and we are two moody doctors.
I think the users on TikTok should make a GoFundMe and say we're gonna raise $1 per email that you receive. What was it like right before you came and spoke to Life Wellness a couple weeks before the semester ended? I think you said you had what 1,200 emails in your inbox.
It was a little over. Yeah. Yeah.
I would just fall over right then, and that'd be it.
I'm making a dent.
Okay.
But,
that's good.
You know, at this rate, it will take at least 25 years to get. I'll be replying to email in retirement.
Yeah. Are you ever tempted to, like, just
accidentally delete everything
and then put a like an auto reply that says, "Oops, I had a technical error that erased my inbox. If your issue was really that important, then send it again and we'll make it happen."
Well,
I mean, I know you're like the assistant director of the School of Music, so you probably shouldn't do
that. I shouldn't, probably. But if my email inbox was accidentally destroyed by server failure somewhere, and OIT said, "You know what, Amir, we're going to have to start over. You have to get a whole new account. We're sorry." Oh, it's out. Okay.
Darn. I ate lunch down by the river yesterday because I was in between appointments and that's the closest place. And it was down by the amphitheater. And I kept hearing like guitar stuff and drum stuff, like sound checking. I was like, okay, fine. But I was like, this is starting to sound familiar. And then as I looked at him and Hank Williams Jr. is performing there tonight, I was like, oh, tonight? He's doing a sound check. And I was like, that's why it sounds familiar.
How cool.
Yeah. He didn't invite me to play along though. I don't, you know, as if he saw me. But still.
He should know that you're here.
I mean, you know.
50 million people on TikTok know you're here. I don't know why Hank Williams Jr. would not know you were here.
I don't know if I could tell you a Hank Williams Jr. song. I think I like his style of country music, I think.
I think there's a song his father wrote.
Yeah, it might be Senior that I prefer, like that kind of older country sound. But
called "I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry." Do you know it?
I think so.
It's heartbreaking. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Several years ago, Bernadette Peters sang a version of it on, many years ago, on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Okay.
She sang she always has her own rendition of everything. Right. And when he sang it, it was kind of upbeat, strangely enough.
Okay.
The tempo was chugging along, and she sang with a pianist only.
Oh.
This very so slow, almost painfully so, and just beautiful. I have it saved on my YouTube account.
That's cool.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Go listen to it. Bernadette Peters, "I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry," The Tonight Show.
Boom, you have homework.
Oh, it's so good.
In the
so
summer.
So good.
Okay, so
we have questions.
We do.
All right.
We have a couple kind of goofy things I figured we should start with.
Are they short goofy?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
So first off, that dad joke contest we did a while ago, we never did analyze the results.
Oh, okay.
So I figured we could...
Do we have dad jokes?
We do. We could roll down that list really quickly.
But what are we doing?
We just read them and see? I guess, and maybe vote on what we think is the best one.
Okay.
Which gives us the most... And I don't know how we critique if it's the greatest laugh, greatest groan, greatest...
Or just the worst.
Or just the worst, yeah. Worst equals best. If best equals worst, I don't know.
Okay.
All right. So, there.
Do we know who submitted them?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah, I can remember. Because we didn't get a ton.
I take that as a positive sign.
I even wore kind of a dad shirt today because I figured. I can't wear t-shirts into Moody that often and feel like I'm still
look at this. Someone made a comment earlier and said, Amir, I've not seen you dressed down like this before.
It still has a collar.
It does. I mean, it's summer.
Yeah.
I regret it, though, because I'm freezing.
Yeah. I think I wear my jacket in Moody more in the summer than in the winter.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to bring a shawl.
There you go.
Or a caftan. I don't know what a caftan. Do you know what a caftan is?
Caftan?
Caftan.
Is it like an Afghan? Or, no. I'm just guessing.
Okay, we have some work, some homework. Okay.
How do you spell
it? Are you going to Google it?
Caftan like that? No, that's caffeinated.
Did it look up caffeinated? Is that what it did?
What did that come up?
That's a caftan.
Oh. Okay.
I'm going to have to.
With a K, K-A-F-T-A-N.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Some do. Some are spelled with C. There are different, yeah. C-A-F-E-T-A-N is one spelling.
Interesting. Okay. Well, learn something new. Okay. So our dad jokes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7.
Am I supposed
seven.
To look at these?
How about
does
here?
It matter?
I'll read them.
Oh,
how
okay.
about that?
All right.
They're almost all questions.
We have
are
seven?
There are seven.
Well, that's a pretty good number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What happens when frogs park cars?
Am I actually
I don't know, do you want to try to guess them?
What happens when cars...
When frogs
sorry,
park
when
cars.
When frogs park cars.
They get towed. As in T-O-A-D.
Okay.
Okay.
Next.
What did the shy pebble wish for?
Pebble?
Pebble.
Like a rock?
As in a tiny rock, yeah.
What did the shy pebble wish for? No idea.
That he was a little bolder. I like that one. That's cute.
Okay.
What did the girl say when her iced coffee arrived?
No idea.
Cool beans.
Okay.
There's a lot of potential to use that one here. Anyway.
Is the word potential?
This one I hear all the time, but how do you fix a broken tuba? You use a tuba glue.
Oh.
What do you call a cow who plays the organ?
If the answer is Amir, we've got some problems.
No, thankfully.
I have no idea.
A musician.
Why does it have to play the organ? Could that not be a cow that plays anything?
Well, there's another one about piano, so I think they're targeting our instruments.
Oh, these are attacks. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what's the one with piano?
It's written on the card even. It says, what is a piano player's favorite Starbucks order? A chai coffee tea latte. See? Isn't it pretty? I mean, I approve.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty well thought through, at least. It's got chai and tea mixed into it.
Okay.
Yeah. this isn't really a question, but my wife asked if I had seen the dog bowl. To be honest, I didn't know the dog could. And there
is that
we have
all?
It. That's all of them, yeah. This one is a creative joke, the one about the dog bowl, just because people have to think for a second. But I do like this one, because it's very creative.
okay. I think these are all equally tragic, but...
Fair.
Okay, so it's the we're supposed to take the person out for a cup of coffee, right? Or in this case, chai tea, if that is what in fact, what the person likes.
I mean, I do like chai tea lattes. Tchaikovsky, me.
A Tchaikovsky tea latte. I'm sorry, but in good conscience, I cannot take the cow and the organ.
That's fair.
Well, I defer to you. You're the dad joke expert.
Well,
you can have more than one winner.
That's true. I like the Tchaikovsky one.
Okay.
I kind of like the cool beans one.
Okay.
I mean, I like all of them because, of course.
You said something about the shy pebble.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I don't know. I think it's kind of cute. I think I like any of the ones where I know some people will have to think of it for just a quick second. And if they think of it longer than a second, then I get concerned. But, well, I know as a fact that half of these and that one were submitted by Grace. I think she's our resident dad joke
as Grace,
music student.
Dad joke aficionado. Okay.
Until another student reveals themselves as a dad joke fanatic.
Sounds like Grace wins.
Sounds like it.
Grace, congratulations.
Cheers to you.
Wow.
What I'm hearing from this is that we basically need to have a students rise up and proclaim themselves as dad joke people and then have an actual dad joke contest live.
Well, right now the champion is Grace.
Yep.
So Grace is the one to beat.
That's right.
So if you want to take Grace on, good luck. Okay. How do you fix a broken tuba? You use a tuba glue.
It's kind of funny. If you have a topic, idea, or question that you would like for us to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. You can do so by email at twomoodydoctors@gmail.com or through my website, which is kevinwoosley.com/two-moody-doctors. That's W-O-O-S-L-E-Y. And you can even submit anonymously there if you so choose. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to dive into the topics you send our way. See you next time, folks.